Greetings. Today I will tell you about our visit to the Sculpture Garden near Salisbury, Indiana. We visited the Sculpture Garden during our 2023 camping trip to Shackamack State Park. We drove over to the Sculpture Garden, which is a hidden gem out in the boondocks on a gravel road. They have no sign announcing where it is. The only way I guessed was that the neighbor had a big sign hung by his driveway which read, quote, private property, unquote. It said private property, not a return to the parking lot, unquote. We saw a driveway by this neighbor's and some buildings that looked like sculptures. We pulled in and discovered it was the right spot. There is a sort of open tool shed with tools and some sculptures that appear to be works in progress. There was no one around, no maps or any other information. An imposing hill with a trail led up to the face of this hill and a set of railroad tie steps. A unique looking archway indicated that this might be the beginning of the trail. We hiked up the trail and discovered, to our amazement, many dozens. The literature we found later said over 180 of mostly metal sculptures scattered over about an acre of land that looked to be about 10 acres. There are some of the most unique sculptures we have ever seen, and their location in the deep forest lends an enthralling atmosphere. We got over most of it, but not all. This was definitely worth the effort it took to get to it, even if it was out in the middle of nowhere. The gardens was established in 2002 in the hilly, heavily forested Indiana countryside. Artists from across the United States and the world come here to display their work in the garden. The staff of the garden reviews works by sculptors and offers periodic workshops for them to hone their craft. For a fee, the staff conduct guided tours of the gardens. There is a discount off the standard fee for school groups and other children's groups. These tours are on a regular weekly schedule and take place on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Interested visitors may also schedule a private tour. The grounds are open daily and self-guided tours are free, though there is a donation box for those wishing to support the facility. A map is available on the website for self-guided tours. I'll put the link in the description of this podcast and also on the YouTube video. Periodically throughout the year, there are events in the gardens that are open to the public and allow visitors to do some hands-on sculpturing. Topics include working with cast iron, blacksmithing, casting aluminum, and using a foundry. Beginners are welcome at these workshops. From the Sculpture Garden, we drove over Salisbury, Indiana, where we lunched at the Yoho General Store, after which we continued on to our tulip trip. Trestle Bridge, the subject of an earlier podcast, constructed in 1934 to replace the original store when it was destroyed by fire. The building has served as a store owned for generations by the Yoho family. The store has a lunch counter where diners can eat some delicious food. The Sculptures Trails Museum is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. It's located at 6764 North Tree Farm Road, Salisbury, Indiana, 47459. The phone is 502-554-1788. And the website is www.sculpturetrails.com. And the map, you can find a map on that website. There's a link to it. Yoho General Store is located at 10043 East Tulip Road, Salisbury, Indiana, 47459. The phone is 812-825-7834. The website is www.yohogeneralstore.com. They also have a Facebook page. Just search for Yoho General Store. Information about these sites are in my books, Shackamack State Park and South Central Indiana Road Trips. You can find these books on the website, www.mossyfeetbooks.com. There are links to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, as well as many other online booksellers. You can also purchase the books direct from me on the website. Residents of southeastern Indiana can find a large selection of my books at the Walnut Street Variety Shop on George Street in downtown Batesville, Indiana. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and thank you for listening.